Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is our epistle reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to be focusing on verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, what a joy and a privilege it is to lift up our prayers to You in the name of Jesus. We pray that the words that are spoken may sink into our hearts and flow out into our lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we're at the conclusion of our Lenten midweek series called Life Together. And this series has been all about our life together as the body of Christ, but living in this post-Christian world and how that world calls us to follow its ways, to listen to what they have to say, and we are tempted to give in to that. But we listen to Jesus, we listen to His Word, and we follow that. And so tonight, I want you to consider that one of the things about the world that we live in today is that it's fractured. It's splintered. It's broken. We're separated and isolated into individuals or into a tribal kind of groups. And the fallout from this is that so many of us feel that we have to bear the burdens of life on our own. I mean, whether it's sickness or illness or disease, or whether it's depression, or whether we're just simply stressed out and having a really bad day, you know, in this world of social media and political polarization and hyper-individualism, it can truly feel like we're just bearing our burdens on our own, that there's no one else to carry them for us, that we are truly bearing burdens in isolation and separation. And now we find ourselves in the midst of this pandemic. And boy, talk about heavy burdens, right? I mean, think about our medical personnel, our hospitals, our doctors, our nurses, and our first responders. I mean, think about the burdens that are weighing down on them at this very moment. How are they going to get supplies? How are they going to treat people? You know, what happens if they have to make that choice? That's a heavy burden. Our governments and our leaders and everyone in businesses, heavy burdens right now. They're trying to get supplies to people. They're trying to organize things like field hospitals. And they're doing a great job, but each day brings its own challenges. It's a heavy burden upon them because lives are at stake. You know, even in ministry, we got a heavy burden here. You know, we're just trying to figure out, well, what do we do when we can't gather? What do we do with this area of ministry or this area of ministry? And we've been scrambling and trying to get it together. And it, some things have come together, but it's that heavy burden. And I'm sure you have heavy burdens on your own. I mean, just trying to figure out things. Your health, you pray you don't get it. And if you do get it, you pray you get over it. And you pray you don't give it to someone. And finances, you know, people are getting furloughed from their jobs. People are losing their jobs. The stock market just is so volatile at this time. People are losing money and finances and wringing their hands. It's a heavy burden. I know many families are trying to get used to e-learning all of a sudden for large periods of time and scrambling with working at home, yes, and all that. But I do think one of our heaviest burdens right now is isolation, is being separated, being fractured from gathering and being forced to stay at home or social distance from people. It's a heavy burden. I actually talked to a member recently, and I just heard the words in his voice. He was doing a Zoom meeting with family. You know, it's that where you can see each other on these little squares on your computer screen. It's a great tool in this day and age. People are able to talk and stay connected over great distances, even though they're not in person. But I'll tell you what, he truly was upset because there he was talking with his kids. He was enjoying the conversation, but it broke his heart that he could not be with them because of the stay-at-home order and the social distancing. And it's not just him, it's everyone. It's everyone. Yeah, it just, you know, in this day and age of social distancing and staying at home, you can truly feel alone and isolated with your burdens, cut off from others. And yes, even in your darkest moments, you're cut off. You feel cut off from God. And you're having to do all this heavy lifting yourself. Well, that brings me to our text this evening. And I'll tell you what, the people that Peter is writing to, they were having a lot of heavy burdens. There was a pandemic of suffering that they were going through. But it wasn't due to a contagious virus. It was due to their faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, they were suffering as outcasts of society. People were looking on them with suspicion. They didn't know what to think of them. And they were receiving the brunt of their complaints and angry words. And they were suffering financially just because of the way the social dynamics were tied in and the economic dynamics. They didn't have very many friends and therefore business partners and people that they could just do business with. And that was tough. They were losing money. They were even suffering in their own relationships, sometimes even between a husband and wife. One was a believer in Jesus Christ and one wasn't. And there was a lot of suffering there because of that. Yes, because of their faith in Jesus Christ and the words that they were sharing about him and of him and the lives that they were leading. Oh, yeah. They were surrounded by people who were practicing social distancing from them. And they truly felt alone and isolated where they were living. And they were tempted. They were so tempted to deal with these burdens, to lift them up on their own, either by lashing out at these people and attacking right back when they were attacked, or by just simply despairing, thinking about, you know, why is this happening? What's going on? And especially, where is God in all this? But to all this, Peter, he encourages them with these words. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. He says, humble yourselves. He's telling his fellow Christians, this is not the time for pride. This is not the time for an eye for an eye. This is a time to humble yourselves because of the suffering so that God can lift you up. God can exalt you in due time. And then he says, casting all your anxieties on him. The word that Peter uses there for casting, there's only one other time in the New Testament that it's used. It's the time in Luke chapter 19, verse 35, when the donkey that Jesus is about to ride into Jerusalem, they take cloaks and they cast it on the donkey. That's exactly what Peter is telling them. They're telling them, take all your anxieties and throw them on the shoulders of God Himself. And why? Because He cares for you. He actually cares for you. He's concerned about you. The suffering that they were going through, it did not escape Him. He knew exactly what they were going through, and He cared for them. How much does God care for you? How much does He care for you? Well, I'll tell you what. He cares for you so much because He takes all of our burdens upon Himself. You see, God had His own heavy burden on His heart when He looked down on His sinful, fallen, corrupt creation that could not save themselves. That was His heavy burden. And then He bore the heavy burden of leaving heaven itself and coming down and taking on human flesh, coming down among sinners like us, and then He took our burdens upon Himself. He took on our disease. He took on all the demons and cast them out. He took on our guilt. He took on our shame. And that's when He took on the heavy burden of the cross as that beam was placed upon Him and He stumbled under its weight. And then He took on the heavy burden of crucifixion. Nails driven into His hands and His feet. And He was gasping for breath as He bled so much blood. Because He was lifting the heavy burden of your sin upon His shoulders, God had taken all of it and cast it on Him at the cross. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you see what Jesus has done for you and is doing for you? Jesus does all the heavy lifting of your burdens so that you don't have to. He cares for you. Yes, He cares for you in the midst of this global pandemic. He cares for you, isolated in your homes, cut off from other people. He cares for your health. He cares for your well-being. He is totally concerned about what's going on in your life. And He loves you. He loves you so much that He is willing to go to the cross and through the empty tomb so that He could be with you right here, right now, in the midst of all of this crisis going on in our lives. And let me tell you, He can handle it. He can handle whatever burdens you throw at Him. He can handle the isolation. He can handle the worry and the fear. He can handle the pressure you're feeling. All of it. He can handle it. So take it to the Lord in prayer. But I want you to realize something. I want you to realize that Peter is writing to the church here. He's telling all of them to cast all of their anxieties upon the Lord. You see, that is a particularly special way Jesus cares for you and me. You see, at the cross, Jesus died alone and isolated, bearing every single one of our burdens and sins upon Himself so that He could bring you and me together to bear one another's burdens, to lift one another up in prayer. I want to read you a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. We've been reading a lot of his quotes from his book, Life Together. And I want you to listen to what he says about this. No matter what objections there may be, the fact remains that where Christians want to live together under the Word of God, they may and they should pray together to God in their own words. They have common petitions, common thanks, common intercessions to bring to God, and they should do so joyfully and confidently. It is, in fact, the most normal thing in the common Christian life to pray together. You see, even in this fractured, broken, splintered world where we are isolated and we're carrying these heavy burdens, and yes, even the heavy burdens of this global pandemic, we get to pray for one another. We get to cast all of our anxieties and burdens upon the Lord. We get to trust that Jesus is going to do all the heavy lifting for you and for me, His church, because He cares for us. The cross is proof of that. He died and He rose so that He could be with you and me in our humble circumstances, so that He could be with us, so that He could say, "Take heart, I am doing all the heavy lifting here because I care for you immensely. That's how much I love for you. That's how much I care for you." Amen.